Welcome, everyone, to The Sixth Sense with Tara Ventura, psychic numerologist and channel. She assists you to envision your potential and discover your unique voice, bringing lively, purposeful, and spiritual topics to the table. Relax and enjoy with an open heart, bringing fun, insights, and captivating viewpoints. Here now is Tara Ventura.
Welcome, 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 my fellow compassionate beings, and Happy New Year! Yay! This is the 8 year of manifestation. Wow, don't you love it? And so my intention for everyone, every one of you this year, is to create the life you want and project it out into the world. You know, 8 is, of course, the infinity number when it's horizontal, but it's also about bridging the spiritual and the material worlds together. It's about being grounded in this gotta have it money world. I mean, we do, right? Right? We pay the rent, we pay the lease, we pay the car payment. And yet, too, it's about the spiritual world coming in and using our intuition. I know I've talked about this before, about being in the alpha space to do that, to receive those intuitive hits, to help us create our dreams. And you know, there are additional tools for psychic awareness, such as magnificent crystals. I love them. You know, I do readings in a large crystal store here in Austin, Texas, several times a month. And wow. What great energy does that provide for people? And I mean, not only people, they bring in their dogs, which people say, you know, when they're here, they're calm, they're sweet, they're loving. And I know all dogs are. But when they're home, they're restless or, you know, just acting up somewhat. And the same with kids as well. When kids come in, they have so much fun and they're so into the energy of the crystals. So, and people stay in the stores for hours and hours and feel them and touch them and choose which one is right for them. So as I'm talking to you now, and I'm going to hold it, I have an amethyst shaped in the form of a pyramid. It's beautiful, beautiful. And then I have a lapis, a gorgeous lapis. And both of these crystals bring, of course, forth intuition and psychic awareness. And speaking of pyramids, you know, lapis is used around the eyes of King Tut's mask. The Egyptians felt very much like the lapis was a sacred stone, and they used it for psychic awareness and psychic powers. And of course, we know this, the pyramids being built in the form that they were, they have so many meaningful healing powers. You know, you've heard people say, oh, I can put food, which is not refrigerated, under a pyramid and it will stay two or three times longer than if it were not, than if it were unopened and sitting out. And, you know, they were formed, of course, we know from others and probably from another time, I'm sure another time. And they wanted us to remember our codes of DNA, and also as well to evolve into these more spiritual and powerful beings that we are. So I invite you, my dear friends, that while you are thinking about your intentions and your goals for this year, hold or have near you a crystal, let's just say an amethyst or a lapis or even a clear quartz, because those amplify all other crystals. And the reason I'm opening this intro with crystals today is because we have a very special guest, And she is giving away 5 crystals activated with the golden frequency, which of course is the 5th dimensional Christ light, to the first 5 listeners who email her. So without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce her and her bio. Her name is Zoe, and she resides in Sweden. Zoe is a spiritual teacher, a psychic medium, and healer, and she's known from the Scandinavian television show called Life on the Other Side. Zoe is looking forward to doing workshops in LA this spring called DNA Activation, the Light Code to Awaken Christ Consciousness, and Crystals, Magical Wisdom of Atlantis, where she shares new and exciting information about DNA, about our DNA. So welcome, Zoe.
Hi. Hi, Tara.
Hi. Thank you. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me all the way from Sweden.
All the way from Sweden. And I was just telling her, folks, when I talked to her a minute ago, I said, you know, her English is so perfect. I barely can feel that you're, I don't even hear an accent. I'll just say that. You sound great. So thank you.
It's probably my musical side. I used to be in music as well, so that's probably why. But sometimes I can't find the words, and people are like, oh, where are you from?
Well, then I want to ask you, because you said something about music. What type of music did you play or did you write?
I wrote and sang mostly R&B, soul music. Mm-hmm. So I've been on television with that too.
You've been on television with that too. Wow. Okay. Does that play into your, I know your teachings and your everything that you do?
Now at the age of 40, I sort of like everything is coming together that I've done during my life. And music is, of course, a part of it as well. So I want to bring music and sounds more into my healing, because it's all about vibration and energy. So it doesn't matter where it comes from.
You know, it is all about vibration and energy. And I think sound is such an important component to activating the DNA. Don't you?
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
In one of my DNA activations, I used my voice. I was told I should tone the frequencies. So that is in one of my DNA activations that I do.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, it's interesting because I was just saying how I do readings in a crystal store. And of course, there's the Tibetan bowls and there's the singing bowls. And they really do activate. So it's wonderful. Well, I have to ask you how it all started, Zoe, because I know that you have a background that's feels like a little bit different than this. It's in science. In neurochemistry.
Yeah, that's true. It's all about my curiosity and life. You know, I really wanted to know everything about life. So I started out, in the science field. And then I didn't really find the answer about God. They didn't talk about God. So
they didn't talk about God? Wow.
No, they didn't. So I kept on searching. I started out in science, and I still love science in a way. I think it's important for both science and spirituality to come together. And we're all talking about the same thing, but in different ways. So
in different ways, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is the whole thing. I do think that both of them are important to understand each, and there is a balance. There is a middle ground on both sides. You have an MS in neurochemistry, and then you worked also in the field of DNA research.
Yeah, that is so funny now, because I had no idea I would, you know, do DNA activations back then. And I was actually in a laboratory purifying DNA.
You were purifying
yeah,
DNA.
I was purifying DNA for, it was a research within the HIV, for HIV vaccines. Vaccines with genes. So I was doing this part of purifying the genes, purifying the DNA, and that's almost exactly the same thing that I'm doing right now, but in a totally different way.
In a totally different way.
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, life takes you on different tracks and
For sure.
And it all comes together.
It all comes together somehow.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. So you're purifying DNA, and so you were doing that then, and like a, let's just picture, you know, you're in your laboratory, and of course this may be more than what you were doing, but you have on your white jacket, and you know, you're the scientific Zoe, and now you're the and when I was beginning to feel what you're doing now, oh boy, what an expansion came over me. I mean, I'm really feeling like you expanded your whole horizon and your feelings about purifying DNA and how you can do it differently.
It's been an amazing, like the last couple of years or whatever. It's been like this for all of us, I guess. The ascension process is just total expansion, and new horizons are appearing every day almost. Like, wow, I can do this, and now I can do that. And wow, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. It's like new insights come up constantly, and we're like, wow. So we're becoming more and more aware of this awesome evolution that's taking place, and we're growing into it like babes into toddlers and so forth. So it is pretty exciting. And I do want to invite the callers, the listeners, to call in, and I'll give the number out right now, Zoe, so that we can have a chance to chat with them. The number is 888-627-6008. And so call in and feel free to ask Zoe any question about what we're talking about today. She's also, like I said, a psychic medium and a healer. And then myself as well. You know, my background, I'm a channel, a numerologist, and I do psychic work. So, Zoe, okay, so here you are. You've studied in your, I'm going to still put you in that white coat back then, in the science laboratory. And you decided that, when did you feel like, okay, this feels like I'm going to make a change or sort of form into a different type of environment? How did you feel? What made you think that?
I don't really remember. It felt almost like the universe were pushing me into that direction. And, you know, I've been living sort of like parallel lives all my life because I've been psychic since I was a kid. And, you know, this part of me has always been with me, the spiritual path. So, but I guess it just, you know, it just pushed me in that direction to go. I moved away from the big city, from Stockholm, which is the capital in Sweden. So I moved in southern Sweden to a small island. It's a fairy tale island, and very close to nature, among cows and horses and sheep.
Yes. Yes. And you know, that will do it too. Being with Mother Nature, and you know, we're talking about the crystals, we're talking about pets, we're talking about trees and what helps us grounding. Right?
Yeah. And that was a great expansion for me when I moved, because then when I got so close to nature, the ETs were contacting me. You know, what do you call the spirits and the nature spirits, they were talking to me. Everyone wanted to talk to me.
Wanted to talk to you.
Yeah. So it has been like that a little bit before, of course, since I've been working as a psychic medium before. For my move, but it was a great expansion when I moved out of the city and out in the nature.
Were we able to relax and take that deep breath and really really focus in on the nature. That is so interesting. So your different views on types of DNA activations in the spiritual market, how do you look at that?
Well, I haven't really studied them like very thoroughly, but my first impression is that some people come up to me, and since I'm doing a lot of DNA activations, and they're asking me like, oh, what do you think about all these other DNA activations? I've already activated my 12 strands. Mm-hmm. And I don't really agree with that because, you know, activating all of your 12 strands, that would make you fully conscious, and they don't look full conscious to me.
Right.
So I don't think we're ready for that. It's a process that we're activating our DNA, and I think that many others are giving their piece of the puzzle in this process of activating our DNA. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're I don't know exactly what the others are doing, of course, but I don't really believe that they're activating all the strands at once. Maybe
yeah.
they're doing something to later on, that it's a process, you know, for them to activate it later on.
Yeah, I really agree with you there. I think if all of our DNA strands were activated, then you're right. It would be more like an ascension out of here, maybe. I'm not sure, but
I'm not sure either. We're trying to understand, you know, a future sort of like in the fifth dimension from a 3D perspective
yes,
almost.
Exactly.
So it's and we have no idea.
We have
we're
no
just
idea.
Trying to, mm-hmm. yeah, we're just
yeah.
trying to understand. I'm pretty
yeah.
humble about this process, and I'm just going along with it every day. And yeah.
I can tell you're humble about it. Right. You really are. It's like when people say, you know, I don't know. I don't know mm-hmm. how that.
I don't
yes.
know. No.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's.
I just do my piece of the puzzle. I do my activations and
Right. Right. And so there's the codes of Atlantis. I know you do activation. And mm-hmm. well, let's just talk about your memories from Atlantis. That is really fascinating. That you have those. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've been doing several past life regressions, and I ended up in Atlantis, and you know, it was beautiful, so beautiful, and of course there have been different eras of Atlantis. So I remember most of my memories are from the last fall of Atlantis, like 13,000-14,000 years ago. But it was so beautiful, and you can see this beautiful opal aura around everything, and I remember I was working with crystals a lot during that period of time.
During that time period, uh-huh.
Yeah, and we were using crystals for like planting to make it grow much better, and we had this communication towers to communicate with other civilizations, and we used crystals for that. And we programmed crystals. I was mostly programming crystals for like healing and education and gardening and growing different kind of things. And we were. I remember having this headband with this crystal on the third eye, and I was using that for when you put it on the forehead. And
right.
I was using that to activate sort of my X-ray sights. So if I wanted to concentrate more and be more sort of more psychic, I just put that crystal almost against the forehead, and then I could turn it upwards. I could angle it like up into the sky, and then if I wanted to connect with other civilizations, if I wanted to ask them something, and I can just angle that crystal up. So I remember that. It was so sophisticated.
Wow. Wow.
Very cool.
Yes, that's very cool. And I have a thought on that. We are going to take a short break in about 15 seconds, for about a 15-second break, too. And I want to comment on that as well because, of course, you know, I was talking about the pyramids, and that's again, angling up towards receiving information. So let's go ahead, and we are going to take a few second break. Folks, we will be right back speaking with Zoe. Of course, we're, you know, as babies, we're in water sacks, so it's very familiar to us. Yeah. And it is the cleansing of our soul as well as our physical body. So, that's awesome. And then, you know, as we talk about crystal science in Atlantis, and there was the programming and other civilizations, do you have any thoughts or remembrance about the other civilizations?
Well, you know, for all of this process and at the fall of Atlantis and before that, I feel it's very, very connected to the Pleiades for me. Mm-hmm. I feel very connected to the Pleiades. For me,
I do too.
I can see that. I feel that is the Pleiades. It's really my sort of my home, in a way. So I feel very connected to the Pleiades, and we had a collaboration with the Pleiades that we do have, of course, right now as well during the ascension process. But I do remember at the fall of Atlantis, there were some energies, some codes that were brought up to the Pleiades. I was doing my piece of the puzzle, bringing up seven rays of different energies to this crystal palace, and now I'm assisting and bringing them back down again, and there's three rays down and there's four left in that crystal palace, for example. And I know that some other people are doing the same thing that I do, but in different ways.
Right, in different ways. Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I totally agree. I connect strongly with the Pleiades. And, you know, it's interesting. I was meditating one day, I don't know how many years ago, and it just came into my, you know, intuitively came up for me. And then ever since then, of course, I've read books on and studied and just connect highly with the Pleiades. We're going to take another break in a few seconds, and I want to hear more, Zoe. I'd love to hear more about the Pleiades and the connection with the last fall of Atlantis. I think that's going to be an interesting topic for us. So hold on just a minute, folks. We are going to take a break. We will be right back with Zoe, and we're going to talk about some really fascinating stuff. Okay, thank you. Talk to you in a sec. All right, welcome back. This is Tara Ventura with The Sixth Sense, and we're speaking with Zoe. She is a psychic medium, she's an intuitive, and she has lots of memories of Atlantis, and we're now talking about Pleiades and how they had an influence and a connection with the last fall of Atlantis. And so, and by the way, viewers and listeners, I want you to remind you to call in. The number is 888-627-6008. If you have or want a mini reading from myself or Zoe, we would love to do that. So, please go ahead and call in. Go ahead, Zoe.
The Pleiadians, the connection with the last fall of Atlantis. What really happened was that, as we talked about earlier, that the god power started to be misused. So what I was called on Earth to do was to shut down the DNA, to shut down the god power. We were trying to sort of save Atlantis, but it didn't work out. So we had to shut down the DNA, and we had to hide those codes and those energies for the awakening, to awaken our DNA again. now, when the time was right, which is now. So
right.
What we did was we were hiding those keys and those codes within ourselves. We were hiding them under, like, for example, the pyramids or other different power places around the earth, and on different etherical planes, and also on different planets, like on the Pleiades. So that's how we work together to shut down the god power, to really close down this civilization. And so now we're working together again to reawaken our DNA. So we're bringing back all of those codes and those keys and from all those hiding places that no one ever knew.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So we basically sent, when it was falling down, we sent the keys and the codes to the Pleiades or different places. So at least they will be there when we want them again, as now.
This is perfectly orchestrated in a way that we are not really aware of, but yeah, all the different keys and the codes are coming in, are activated in a certain order. So, so I'm doing my part. So I am sharing certain energies and certain codes that I've been holding since the fall of Atlantis.
Since the fall of Atlantis.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. And when I work with people, I do energy work as well. And I go behind them, you know, work with their chakras and that. And with some, and probably with all people, but anyway, with some, I'll see like a triangle or something in their back. And it feels like, and I'll say, because it feels like it, that you have the codes of past ancient civilizations within you. So do you think that we could also store this? I know we put them in secret hiding places, but is it also in the DNA? Is that your way of thinking, or no? Or could it be?
Yeah, I think it's like something can activate me, and that code within my DNA is another code for another code, and
yeah.
It's like a domino.
Right.
Yeah. So I've been holding one key that I share with other people, this that is connected to Jesus and Mary Magdalene. When I met them several years ago, and they told me to share this light key, and so that is one key that I've been holding within myself, so that I'm sharing with others. And
Wow, that's an awesome statement you just said, with Jesus and Mary Magdalene. So obviously they're very important and teachings and all in your life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
For me, they're very important, and I know that they're important for other people as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm discussing quite a lot with Jesus. I've been doing that for several years now. So what do you think about this?
Right. Well, you know, there's many, I think, and you hear of ways to describe Jesus, and mostly for me, just an awesome man. He's a man, you know, and a loving man who was, you know, great at healing and loving people, and just has so much to offer.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and
he was, for me, he was just a sort of like a regular man. He was not this God coming to earth. He was really a regular man, but with extraordinary powers and just showing other people that you can do it too. And that's exactly how I work. That's exactly how I do it. I do the ascension process. I do all the transformations myself, and then I show other people how to do it. And the way to go, I think.
Exactly. And well, you know, if you think of it that way, and that's how I feel too. Jesus was a man. I mean, like you said, the feeling of not a God. And so we are women, we are men, we are, excuse me, in a time where light workers are coming forth more and more, and what used to be the way off woo-woo world is becoming or peeking into the mainstream more and more, and I know becoming more visible. And so it feels like tuning into that man or that energy or Mary Magdalene, that sweet Magdalene energy. Don't you love it?
Yeah. I work with those two energies a lot. The unconditional love of Mary Magdalene and then the Christ consciousness. And I know that a lot of other people do too. And those mm-hmm. are perfect energies to work with and to bring down again. I think that's what we have to do, to bring those energies down.
Yeah, I do too. And you know, really, it's all of us coming together and really feeling those energies. It's like, you know, the attractor factor. The more that we come together, that we can bring in that energy to us as a consciousness.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how I work. I try to gather people and work so that we can, like enhance this energy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better than we come together and do it together.
Right. Because there's been so many studies on groups of people for prayer, for, you know, healing the planet. We could do so much more when we're in harmony together and when we love together, you know. And then I'll say this, and then I'm going to take one more final few second break. But, you know, the hippies in a way had it right. You know, maybe not the drugs, but the love and the peace and is the way. So
they did a very important step, you know, in the history. So
they sure did.
Without the drugs.
Exactly. I mean, the 60s were a really transformative time, transitional and transformative. Yeah, so it's
they're really helping us now to continue our work.
Exactly. Okay, well, we're going to take our last 15-second break, and we will be back and have more questions for Zoe, and also for you to email her and get a crystal, an activated Golden Christ crystal. So we will take a short break and be right back. Okay, here we are. Welcome back. This is Tara, and I am talking with Zoe. And Zoe, you have, tell me about your gift that you are giving our listeners today. It is special.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very special. It is a crystal pendant. It's a quartz crystal pendant. You can see the picture on my website. And it's programmed with a golden frequency. And as I was talking about earlier, I just recently or a year ago remembered how I was programming crystals on Atlantis. And it's not the same as other teachers actually are teaching. Not to say that they're doing a bad job, but it was not the way that we did in Atlantis, because you cannot just sit with a crystal and, you know, put the energy in. You have to know how to put the energy in. Because the crystals are having a special anatomy. They do have energy channels like meridians. They do have like folders, and that's where you put the programming. So this is one thing that I teach, and we'll be teaching in the States in the spring as well. So, but anyways, so I've been programming these quartz crystal pendants with the golden frequency. And that is one energy that I'm sharing, and it's a sort of like a DNA activational energy, but it's actually an upgrade of your DNA, because the other energies that I'm sharing, those are activating the dormant DNA, but the golden frequency are actually inserting new segments, inserting new parts, new codes in the DNA, because some parts were ripped out at the last fall of Atlantis. We were just taking them out totally. So
oh, wow.
It was just not just shutting them down and made them dormant. We just took them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the golden frequency is those new codes coming in, and they're docking into the DNA, and they're activated and in a very sophisticated process. So those crystals that I'm sharing, those are programmed by the golden frequency, and we have access to a small part of the golden frequency at the moment. And if we're getting more and more access to more codes of the golden frequency as we're ready for it. So every time there's a new download, it's like a computer. You know, the crystals
yeah.
are like computers. So
right,
like,
they are.
Yeah, yeah. So every time there's a new new version or new codes coming in, all the crystals that I've programmed, they're upgraded automatically. So I'm bringing in those frequencies, the golden frequency, through my body. So I'm totally shaking, and then I fall asleep, and I sleep for 2 days, and then and all the crystals are upgraded.
Wow! Wow! So falling asleep for 2 days. Well, that
oh,
I love it.
But it's a very, very strong energy, and I'm sharing a small part of it in some videos. I think I have one video in English that I'm sharing a small part of it. I'm a little bit cautious with this energy, sharing it in public, because right now, at least, because it's very, very, very strong. I've had people had sort of like they got burnt from the crystal using them too much.
Yeah.
So I'd be very, very cautious. Just use it for like 30 minutes and then take it off, and then go for an hour and then take it off. And, you know, you
right.
have to do it in steps.
in increments and in steps. And I also advise that I've used several crystals, you know, when not knowing, I put a crystal, the right one on each chakra. And now that was a little too open.
Yeah,
so,
they're very powerful.
They're very, very powerful. Yeah, my husband and I bought one called Moldavite. I'm sure you're familiar with it, a meteor that crashed into, yeah, and it's, wow, it has a lot of activation about it. It has a lot of energy.
It's very, yeah, it's a lot of energy.
Very strong, very strong. So what Zoe is talking about, everyone, is that she has these activated crystals that very especially she has, from what she's learned, activated, and this is the fifth dimensional, you know, as we're working or as we're going and moving towards this fifth dimensional space. These are good to have to, like she says, use not sparingly, but when it feels good, and then take it off or, you know, put it down and then use again. And, yeah, so that's so sweet of you to offer that to our listeners.
Yeah, and it's a way to connect with the light. So because we're really going through tough times, and it's going to be a little bit tougher or more tougher.
Yeah, no, same,
yeah. Coming up, yep, and we really have to have access to a very... easy access to the light, and sometimes we fall off, you know, and these crystals are really helping us to keep us going up to the light and keeping us very steady. So that's one of the purposes that's one reason why I did this.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing to do, Zoe. And you know, another thing too about the quartz is it's such a powerful crystal. It amplifies every other crystal that it's around, and it's just a beautiful crystal. You could use it for your, you know, for your seventh chakra, your sixth chakra, third eye intuition, and for every one of them as well. So thank you so much for offering that. And how do they win or get the crystal?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Do they go to your website to get the crystal?
Yeah, they can go to my website. It's www.zoeland.org. So zoeland.org, and they go to the first page there, and then they can just register for the crystal. So, yeah.
Right. In fact, I have gone on Zoe's website. Again, it's www.zoeland.org. And you'll see where it says register for the crystals, I believe, or youth competition for the crystals. And so you put in your email address, and Zoe will send these crystals from Sweden. And so very fun. We all love gifts and anything that will help us evolve and grow and expand.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, so we have just about a little over a minute left. And so your main mission, Zoe, here on Earth at this time, what would you say that is?
Well, you know, it's really to support others to step into their full God power and to reclaim their full God power. That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so in claiming our full God power, we really connect with that light. We connect with our spiritual selves. We connect with all that is, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't make ourselves small. We really have to stop making ourselves small. We really have to acknowledge our full potential, our hugeness, whatever you say.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, our hugeness. Yeah. So not making ourselves small people. We're wonderful human beings. This is a time we have on Earth to enlighten not only ourselves, but to be a light around those that are around us, and to really love who we are. And to embrace ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Well, Zoe, thank you so much for being on the show today. And again, Zoe's website. Oh, you're so welcome. I loved having you. And Zoe's website is zoeland.org. Send her an email from yourself and gain a free crystal. I've looked at the picture of one. It is absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
So beautiful. Yeah, it really, really is. And I am Tara Ventura. This is I'm the magical matrix at gmail.com if you want to catch up with me for a reading. I've so enjoyed this conversation with Zoe today. Thank you. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, Zoe. And we'll talk at you next time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks.